There's increasing evidence about a positive link between exercise and those recently diagnosed with cancer. It seems exercise is good for patient health throughout treatment, including during chemotherapy. It's been the focus of a pilot study that's just wrapped up at the Chris O'Brien Lifehouse, which is a dedicated cancer treatment and research facility. The team is so hopeful of the benefits, some treatments can seem more like an exercise class, as our reporter Louise Creeley has been finding out.
At the Chris O'Brien Lifehouse Cancer Hospital in Sydney, patients and visitors sing along to a pianist in the foyer. Massages or reflexology are available, and exercise and meditation classes are run daily.
So we're really getting an understanding over the last 5 or 10 years particularly that exercise is medicine in cancer care.
That's exercise physiologist Michael Marthick. He's just run a pilot study where cancer patients were given their chemotherapy drugs while riding exercise bikes. The method has now been approved for another trial.
One of our ideas was, is it safe for a patient to exercise during their chemotherapy? So not during the week of their chemotherapy or the 2 weeks of their chemotherapy, but actually during their infusion. Is it a safe thing to do? And potentially, are there any benefits of doing that? Does someone who's supported to exercise during their chemotherapy actually exercise more outside of their treatment? So we're seeing more and more benefits now of exercise for people in terms of their fatigue, in terms of their strength and their endurance throughout treatment, and also their ability to tolerate treatment will be increased.
Michael Marthick says a long-term goal of the study is to find out whether increasing blood flow to a solid tumour through exercise could have benefits.
Tumours often have a very bad blood supply or a poor blood supply, and it's hard sometimes, potentially, to get that chemotherapy where it needs to go. So do things like exercise, potentially exercising during that treatment, improve blood flow or improve perfusion of that area, and we can see some associated benefits. It's too early to say that, but what we can say is that it's safe, people seem to enjoy it, and it acts as a distraction throughout treatment.
Susan McCarthy is certainly one patient who has benefited from exercise during cancer treatment.
I feel in control. I feel strong. I'm sleeping so much better.
She was diagnosed with aggressive breast cancer last year and had a mastectomy, her lymph nodes removed, and underwent chemotherapy, then radiotherapy. She was also prescribed exercise.
I feel extremely lucky that very, very early in my treatment, I started to get some professional support. In doing the exercise, I suddenly realised that I also needed to change my diet, and in a sort of weird way, being on chemo took care of that.
Susan McCarthy says exercise got her through treatment but also continues to aid her recovery.
If you push through that initial feeling of, I just don't want to do this, if you push through that, you get more energy and you get a different lift and mentally and emotionally, you just feel so much stronger and more in control and you just feel better about yourself because you're taking charge.
Dr. Judith Lacey is the head of supportive care and integrative oncology at Chris O'Brien Lifehouse. She says the guidelines for exercise and cancer treatment have changed dramatically over her 30 years as a doctor.
We used to say you should rest during treatment, and there's no evidence to suggest of any benefit, but now we have high-level evidence to suggest that it's not only important, but it can actually make a survival difference, and that's something that is quite new.
But Dr. Lacey stresses exercise isn't just going to the gym.
So the studies are actually in yoga and qigong as a form of exercise, which is possibly even many more beneficial for some patients depending on the stage of their cancer and the stage of their treatment. When we talk about exercise, it's combining it with mind-body therapy and, good healthy diet and other therapies that may actually have added benefit.
Dr. Judith Lacey, who's head of supportive care and integrative oncology at Chris O'Brien Lifehouse. Louise Creeley, our reporter.